All right, we call the meeting to order. Start with a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Open the floor for public comment. John?
Yeah, maybe there's a sign over there on Elm Street as you go through the light on the right. It's leaning way over. Somebody go down there on a bicycle, they're gonna catch it in their face or something. They just gotta straighten it up so nobody gets hurt.
Yep, we'll send Tom over there. It's time to look at all the signs in the village and make sure they're visible, and if any needs replacing, get a list.
And also that Jake Brake thing on the sign is doing amazing.
Is it?
Oh, you can't believe the difference.
I don't know. People are upset that no Jakes are allowed in the village now.
Three had to move.
Three had to move. That was on NASA 12123.
Yeah,
so sad.
Oh, that's what they were meaning? I didn't get that. Oh, now I get it. I was like, what are they talking about? Yeah, I didn't get that.
Yeah, that was fun. Anything else, John?
You want Tom to review all the signs? Is that what you said? Review?
I asked him to check all the signs, you know, drive up and down the street, make sure they're all visible, cut the foliage away from them if they're not. If they need replacing, make a list so we can get them replaced.
That's leaning way over.
Yeah, and then this one here, I didn't see that one. Somebody must have pulled it over recently.
Yeah, we just replaced one a few weeks ago. Somebody plowed it right down by the park. There was no information, but it was plowed right over.
Well, we just gotta fix them as we see them, I guess. Anyone else have any public comment? Okay, approve the minutes for the August 2022 board meeting.
Make a motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Julia. Any questions on the minutes? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the treasurer's report for August.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
With the amendment?
With the amendment that we, relocate the 360-42 in assessment to clerk CE 1410-4.
Who was the second?
Didn't get one yet. Got a motion by Guy.
I'll second it.
Second by Rich. Any other questions, alterations? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Correspondence, we have one piece of correspondence here. Nassau Host Company will be hosting an open house for Larry Cooper on Saturday, September 24th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Nassau Firehouse on Chatham Street to celebrate Larry Cooper's 60 years of active firefighting service. You'll be able to stop in and congratulate Larry while enjoying food and beverages and the company of good friends. All are welcome to attend. We would also appreciate if you would see fit to honor Larry in some way from the Village of Nassau. Please feel free to contact Mary Roble, who is the president, or Matt Cooper. And there's phone numbers here if you need them. But we did do a proclamation for him, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. Let's see, so business. Anybody have any old business? Okay, so new business, we have a proclamation. So, Village of Nassau proclamation in recognition of Larry Cooper's 60 years of service to the Nassau Host Company No. 1, whereas firefighter Larry Cooper began his fire service career with the Nassau Host Company No. 1 on September 5th, 1962, and whereas Larry Cooper was also a member of the Nassau Fire Department Ambulance, and whereas Larry Cooper served as chief of the Nassau Host Company No. 1 from January 1, 1974 to December 31st, 1976, and whereas Larry Cooper served as president of the Nassau Host Company No. 1 from January 1st, 2008 to December 31st, 2012, And whereas Larry Cooper has on many occasions went above and beyond his required duties to aid the village of Nassau community using his calming presence to work through difficult situations. And whereas Larry Cooper displayed ingenuity, creativity, friendship, humor, and loyalty to the members of the Nassau Host Company number one. And whereas Larry Cooper was a team player that was always flexible and adaptable to accomplish the job at hand. And whereas Larry Cooper has achieved his 60 years of service to the Nassau Host Company number one on September 5th, 2022, now therefore be it proclaimed that the Board of Trustees of the Village of Nassau wishes to express its gratitude and appreciation to Larry Cooper for his 60 years of service to the Village of Nassau community. So that's the proclamation. So we do a motion on that?
Mm-hmm.
Entertain a motion to approve the proclamation. Motion by Julia.
Second it.
Second by Rich. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Okay, we have a new police officer candidate. Guy?
Yes. Come on up. This is James Brooks. I gave you a...
It was right there. I don't know where it went.
I got a bunch.
Oh.
So I gave you all his resume.
Mr. Brooks?
Sir.
He's here, and Chief Bunny is here. He just stepped out for a moment. So as we talked about last month, we're down now to 5 active officers, with Chief Colano leaving, and Stephanie Martin also left. So we are in pretty desperate need. This month, Chief Bunny was able to cover every shift, save for one, with the current officer. So we are definitely in need. And just happens that we have a great candidate, James Brooks. Is had a first career, I guess you would call it, in Albany PD. And retired several years ago. Currently is working at the armory and the Arsenal Waterville training the law enforcement folks there. So Chief Bunny and I spoke to Mr. Brooks for quite a long time. Couple weeks ago, and it looks like I think it's a great fit for the village. Not only does Mr. Brooks have the experience, but he's also has a lot of training capacity, so he can certainly help keep everybody up to snuff on all the various certifications and new techniques and things like that. But also, especially with active shooter training for the community, has great knowledge and experience training community members on that sort of thing. And I think, especially these days, that is important. Something that the department could offer to the various community organizations around the village. So. I'm going to recommend, I'll tell you where we are in the process. So we've done all the paperwork, we've sent out the background check information, we haven't received it back yet.
So, that's what we're waiting for now.
And so the other thing to, I think everyone needs to keep in mind, currently it's working for a federal agent, or federal agency, or a military agency.
Yeah, I did, because of my schedule, I did get the prints and the background check today. So hopefully you should have it in a reasonable amount of time.
Great. Mm-hmm. So, but within the last few years, he's already obviously had a background check and passed, I assume. Yeah. Nothing came up that was problem. So
well,
I don't anticipate.
For the federal government, and they do one. So, if anything comes back on that, it would have been flagged, and
He's obviously it didn't because he's got the job.
Yeah.
But we're doing our due diligence. I talked to some of his former employers, and they, you know, there was no red flags there. They had nothing but good things to say about him. So,
well, his career is impressive. It certainly is. The experience is excellent.
I talked to a guy and was like, you know, make it provisional based on what comes back when.
Yeah, I mean, we can approve it pending receipt of the background check.
That's it, all. Exactly. And then
so if it comes tomorrow, we're done tomorrow. But yes, we can certainly, if you guys feel that this Mr. Brooks is a good fit, then I think it's great.
Okay, sounds good.
So, does anybody have any questions for?
And as soon as that comes in, just stop in. We'll do the oath of office right after we have the approval. We just have to do it within 30 days.
Okay, yeah, because I'm not sure what the turnaround time for all that, but I would have had it done sooner, but my schedule was like all off the map.
I'm sure it'll be fast.
I'm not sure how Danny handled this before, but this is the monthly report for you guys.
Okay.
I don't know if he presented to you at the town board meeting or the village board meeting or how he did it, whether he mailed it out, I'm not really sure. And then, like, if there's any new business for the police department, do you want to do that now or?
Well, let's handle Mr. Brooks first.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, usually what would happen is you and Guy, you know, there's Chief Colano and Guy would talk. You would get a report, let Guy know anything that was going on or needed to be brought up, and we would put it on the agenda.
Okay.
You know, but.
And the report goes to Guy, and then Guy sends it to me before the meeting.
Okay.
Like the day before or something.
So, we'll work it out.
So there was.
Yeah, this is the first month.
Yeah,
exactly. No big deal.
So, you know what I mean? It's like, and then the regular board meeting was changed, so I wasn't exactly sure of the date that it was supposed to.
Yeah, it's the second Wednesday.
Text today, so it is what it is. But like, there is a new resource available, and the village board would have to vote on it. It's no cost to the village.
Right. Well, let's deal with Mr. Brooks.
Okay.
So we need a motion, right?
So I'm gonna make a motion to hire James Brooks as a village Nassau police officer at $19 per hour, pending completion of the background check.
I'll second it.
Second by Rich. Any questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried.
Congratulations.
Mr. Brooks. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
All right, you have any questions for the board? Did you know you signed up for everything he was talking about?
Yeah, we spoke for like 2 hours,
yeah.
2.5 hours.
So. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I kind of got a gist.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you offering us the benefit of your years of experience. And, you know, we're happy if we can provide you some hands-on that you may be lacking at this point, maybe you want to do. Hopefully, that's why most guys come here.
I think it'll be a good fit.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. So just basically, once you get it, just give me a call and I'll come back in.
Yep.
Yeah, once I have it ready and they tell me that the background was, then we're good to go.
All right, very good.
And then
it's like 2 minutes of your time.
And that stuff.
All right. So thanks, Jim.
All right, thanks.
Congrats.
I'll talk to you.
Welcome
all right,
aboard.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, what do you got now?
So,
Chief?
This is supposed to be mental health care for. Like an emergency type deal. It's going to be a computer program that can be on the phone, could be on the laptops in the cars. They just what they want to do is they want to come in and train whoever's going to use the system, and then it'll be available to us. There's no cost.
Mm-hmm.
It's just getting they use the police department because we're the ones that come in contact with them first, right? So so it's mostly for us, but it can be anybody that, like, somebody that might come in that Missy deems, you know what I mean, and not maybe it's a service that we don't provide, but they supposedly they provide just about any kind of service that somebody would need that's like, don't have to be destitute, but in need, you know what I mean? So it's food pantry, mental health, you know, if they need some kind of medical assistance with like wheelchair, crutches, cane, any of that kind of stuff. That's, you know, that's the, that's their, what their outreach is, that's their resource. So I thought it was a good thing, especially because there's no cost, you know? So the whole thing is you would have to like vote on it and approve it. Then once we get that approval, like I say, yes, they approved it, and then they'll come in, train whoever, and it's just an app you can get on your phone. And like I said, there's no cost. What you do is you go to that app and you pull up whatever, it's mental health, if it's food issue, whatever the issue is, and you put all that information in, and it's almost like a referral. All right, so we refer them to this organization, and then they follow up on it. So the only drawback is it's not like it's Monday through Friday, and if it's on the weekend, or you know what I mean, if it's at night, it's going to take the next day before they can do anything about it. That's the only drawback right now. But
I like it.
Is this something that like the ambulance and maybe the fire department?
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody that's, you know, within our organization that wants to use it. But that person will have to be at the training when they came out, because that's the one thing that they were kind of adamant about, like somebody coming out and training whoever's going to use this, the app. So, yeah, it's a great, I think it's a great tool, because we're just no resources in this county whatsoever for like emergency health care or mental health care. Any of those things, like social service, is about the only thing and that you can reach out to, and they're never available. And if they are, they're like, you know,
that sounds good.
They're limited on what they'll do.
Is this the Unite Us app? Is that what this one is? Do you know?
What is that?
Is the app the Unite Us? Is that what it's called?
I think
the
that's app? What it's called. You know. When I go to the shared services meetings with the chiefs of police in the county, that's when they brought it up. And I'm kind of like behind the curve here, because that was the first one I attended, right? So, and they were already like pretty deep into it. So I'm still playing catch up just with just about everything. So I find that the trouble up with things now are, now that I'm in charge, it's like you set a schedule for doing getting these things done, and then something that's like takes priority over the top of it comes up, and then you're handling that, and then it gets kicked down the roadway. So yeah, that's right now I'm dealing with the backup in the court and fingerprints.
Oh yeah, here it is.
So
all right, so so what I'm going to suggest is that I think this is a good idea, all right, but we're going to need to look at these agreements, because there's several contracts, because this is medical.
Right.
So we're going to have a business associates agreement, which it says here. You're going to need to have a contract with the affiliated, whoever, the police department or whoever else it is, but police department at this point. So we're going to need to look at these agreements. Dave's going to have to review them before we can sign them.
Right.
So in the meantime, so what I would say is if we could get copies of these agreements, and I can get them over to Dave.
Okay.
Have him review them, and then we can put together the package and get it approved at next meeting.
Well, sounds good. I'll know where they are with the next meeting that they have too. So.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Whether the organization's got a point person that I can reach out to. And, you know.
Okay. No, this would be great. And, you know, nice to have some
something you can refer somebody to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even if you can't take care of it right then and there, you know, it's like you take their information and go, listen, we're going to contact somebody, and they're going to be contacting you. right? At least it's something,
yeah.
Right? A lot of times we go, well, we got nothing for you. Mm. You know what I mean? And like I said, they're using the police department because we are usually the ones that come in contact with them first. So. I thought it was a good idea. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, great idea.
Now, so if I take the training with you, then I could use it for like when I do a lot of time at the food pantries and we get a lot of this.
Yeah.
So I could use it for that too?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they said they do anything, whether it's clothing for kids,
okay.
You know what I mean? Anything.
It does say Unite Us right here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it must be the app.
It's the one we use.
All right.
Yeah, have you used it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have? With?
The health department.
Okay. So in your other job. Okay. So you're familiar.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well.
Yeah, I'd probably have the girl's name. She'll come and do a nice presentation about the app and how it works and how it really does. It's a nice thing. So if you make a referral, you can actually see that someone
contacted them,
followed up on that referral,
right.
and whether they accepted it.
You know what I mean? It's like you're not leaving these people with nothing. You know what I mean? And a lot of times that's what happens. Like you just there's nothing you can do. You know, you're the police, right? You come in contact with this all the time, but there's really nothing for you.
Right.
Right. Unless you can arrest them.
Right. You know, that's
pretty
yeah.
much the tool we have.
It's going back a ways, but like I had this girl walking down the sidewalk. It's one of the coldest days in January. It was like 10, 12 below zero. And I'm like, she's pushing a baby carriage. I'm like, it's 10 o'clock at night. That's not usual, right? That's unusual. Stop, ask her if I can help her. She's crying, right? She just got thrown out of the house. So what do you do with somebody like that? You know what I mean? It's like,
right.
We don't have the resources for that. Luckily, I contacted social services and they put her up in a hotel for a couple of days until their office opens up the following, you know, Monday. But can't leave a 10-month-old baby on the street when it's sub-zero weather out. So, and like I said, that's what it's good for. So,
sounds like a good thing.
If you're more familiar with it, Rich, because you used it before. How's your, you know, the success been on it?
Well, I mean, we get referrals through it. I've made referrals to other organizations through it. So, I mean, it's a portal to be able to link someone, and you can go in and there's, you know, hundreds of categories. So
right.
You really just pick the category, what their need is. You don't actually necessarily refer them to Nassau Food Pantry.
Mm-hmm.
They need food pantry, and then the Unite Us matches them up with an appropriate agency and sends that referral to that agency.
Right. Right. Based on where they are,
right.
Geographically. Yeah, that's pretty much the way she explained it. Yeah.
I like it.
Other than that, nothing else really.
Yeah, Guy will get with you on reports and stuff like that.
I pretty much used the same format that he used. There wasn't a whole lot this month with transitioning and all that. So, and like, Guy, we got, I want to get Jimmy like rolling as soon
yeah.
as possible because it's tough with the amount of manpower we have.
Well, as soon as we get his background check, we can get him suited up.
And yeah. That sounds
go
good.
For
yeah.
it.
Yeah. All right. You guys need me for anything else? We good?
We're all set.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Right, good.
Thanks. Have a good night.
See you next, Dan. All right. So we did the resolution to hire Jim. Entertain a motion to increase court petty cash from $100 to $200.
Yeah, Debbie says that there's a big issue on court nights. She never has enough money for change. So she's asking for an increase in petty cash.
Motion by Julia.
Second.
Second by Guy. Question? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Set the October 2022 water rates as follows. The residential water rates as follows. The base water rate for one for two people is $116 for 6 months. Each additional person in the house is $16 for 6 months. Residents outside the village will pay 1 1/2 amount of the residential village rate. Commercial water rates will remain the same. There will be an additional line on the water bill, WPB-01, at $50 per unit. This is to pay for the water tank and Route 20 water bond project. This charge will be on the water billings every 6 months until the year 2025. Final bond payment is in 2025. Any questions on the calculation of your bill, you can talk to Missy at the clerk's office. Entertain a motion?
Make a motion.
Second.
Guy, Julia. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, any trustees have anything they want to bring up before we pay the bills? Okay.
Oh, did you guys tell everybody about Pete?
I did. Well, somewhat, but I didn't get into it, and you know, we can get into it after.
Okay.
But,
you know. Just know that Pete's out for a little bit.
Yeah, he's gonna be out. Do you know how long he's gonna be out?
He's gonna check in with me tomorrow. He thinks he's getting released tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, but not to go back to work.
No, but obviously, when he does come back, it'll be light duty.
Yeah, and we need to get Tom set up on a. For the course, the water course.
I'm working on it. They don't have it, so I don't know what to do about that. They don't have enough people yet at Hudson Valley. So I guess I'm going to have to sit down and talk to you, Rich, about how we're going to have to get him on that other online class. But
at least get his grade C through rural water.
See, I don't know much about it, but I'm willing to, you know, I'll do the best I can.
We'll get you the link.
I know how to do the Hudson Valley one because I've signed people up.
You just call them; they'll set it right up, and they'll mail him. It's correspondence, so they'll mail him like chapter one. He'll do it, send it back, then they'll send him chapter two.
Last time when Pete was out with, you know, just because 2 weeks ago he had another emergency. Poor guy's been going through a lot. I pulled it out and reviewed it, and it was like 6 different things. Yeah. And then there's going to be parts of it where he's going to have to go to the health department for the written test.
We proctor the final test, yes.
Okay, so you're familiar with it.
Yeah, 99% of our grade Cs go through that because there's no local course for a grade C operator. You have to go to Morrisville.
But Hudson Valley gives the whole course, and they just don't have enough people yet.
They just do grade A and B. They don't do a C course.
How's that different than what Pete has then?
Pete has a 2B, but he's got to get a C first.
No, Pete did the whole class at Hudson Valley.
For his 2B license.
And we're not getting a 2B for Tom?
So Tom has to have, technically right now, a C as a backup to Pete. That's what the requirement is, to have a 2B with a C backup. I think, and it takes more experience. Tom probably hasn't been here long enough yet to get the 2B.
Okay, it's confusing. Well, he's been here over a year, but
we'll look into it.
All right.
The point is, though, we got to move on it and get him up to speed, get his credentials. John, you got anything before we close up? Anything else? Were you going to say something else, Rich?
No.
Yeah? Okay. Bills number 117 through 146 in the amount of $16,859.48 in the general fund and $9,557.67 in the water fund and $3,513.82 paid outside of abstract.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Rich. Questions on the bills? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjournment's in order.
I always missed the second one.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Julia.
I'll second.
Second by Rich. All right, we're adjourned.